Awesome. So, we are at the Biltree booth from the Non-Fungible Conference 2025 in Lisbon, and I have the pleasure to be with Rizzo.
Hey.
How are you doing, bro?
Great, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, really great. I love coming out to this conference, man.
Awesome. It's been your first time there?
Second time.
All right.
Yeah.
And so, do you like the vibe?
Yeah, dude, it's quickly became one of my favorite conferences to get to because I can count on a lot of people who I want to hang out with being all in the same place. It's not really spread out. The vibe is good, man. It's really great to be out here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we are the Biltree booth. It's not completely randomly. It's because we actually cooked something with Rizzo. So could you tell me a little bit about what you just launched a couple of minutes ago?
Sure. So this is actually all artwork by Barbie SA, and she had done a bunch of memes for me just as sort of a side project of her own to give me some social media material that she just thought was funny. And she made a bunch of these memes and was trying to see if she could, if other people wanted this type of stuff done too with their PFPs and everything. So it was sort of like an art experiment that she had done. And then once I was coming out to Lisbon, I'm like, we got all these cool memes that you made. We should just mint them as a collection. And it can just be like a silly, fun NFT collection. But, you know, she did all this shit. And I don't know, I appreciate it. I think they're cool. And
that's so cool.
And honestly, man, the cool thing about this and what I'm trying to do more of is not worry so much about minting shit for fun, especially because you can do it on like a L2 and Barbie really didn't care. I mean, Barbie cared in the sense that like she thought it was a good idea, but she was like, just go for it. And I was like, all right, you're like, all right, I will just go for it. And a lot of the stuff I have released over the years is really well thought out and planned and takes a lot of work ahead of time. And so this is sort of a departure from that, where it's just like, I had all this fun artwork from Barbie. It already felt like an NFT collection coming out here. So I was like, let's just do it and see what happens. So it was honestly fun, man, and felt good to just send something out there and see what happens. You know, it's kind of exciting.
That's exactly what I love about this collection, just because the vibe is like so chill. You know, we can feel that you had pleasure building it. That is just like funny. Like, you know, all these codes, like, you know, like you just touch some grass, like, okay, sometimes we just have to deal with the fire, because that's what crypto is all about.
Right.
And you've been through all of that. You've been through the up and downs. And I don't know for how long you've been to crypto and NFTs, but it feels like you've been through everything. And this is all about it.
Dude, it's true, man. So she actually made a whole bunch more memes than this. And then it was sort of a sense of, or an exercise in trying to figure out like what felt right to me.
Uh-huh.
Because she was able to put my character in a bunch of different like meme situations, but it didn't feel like something like what you're saying, like it really resonated with me or something that I've been through. So yeah, man, I don't know. Like, the
part title of your daily life.
Yeah, it is kind of what it feels like, man. Like, this kind of shit. I'm like, I identify with this scene right here so hard.
I definitely know the backstory behind this one, and I feel the vibe. Like,
right.
Okay, let's do it.
Right. It's just like, you know, it's morning, and I have like 7,000 DMs to sift through, and I don't want to. So a lot of these, you know, touching grass or whatever, you know, something I'm like trying to remind myself to do. I don't know, it's cool. This one she sent me, she was like, I got one for you. Because the market was just like in the gutter, right? And
we've been through this thing, and you feel like, okay, there's nothing I can do, so let's chill.
Right, dude, exactly. And so many, this is such like a played out meme in general, but it hits, man, because so many of us have been out here for so long, and it's true, man, when the market goes down, I don't have anywhere else to go.
I'm
just gonna ride this shit out, right? You know, I've been all in on this space for many years now, and through the ups and downs of the markets and everything, and it's like, you know, no one likes that shit, but like, you know, again, man, sort of getting back to why I like this conference. A lot of the people who come to this have been around for a long time and have been through all this shit. And those are the people I can, like, I really feel like I connect with, where a lot of the conferences going on right now, they attract a different crowd. Like, you know, people who are more interested in the speculative stuff. They're like newer to the whole scene and everything. And they don't this type of shit scares them.
Yeah.
Right?
No, this is definitely something that bio G's for OGs, for people that went through all these kind of things.
Exactly.
You know, I have a question for you. It's something that I always love to ask is, could you tell me what has been the foundation, like the trigger to create this? Is it like a discussion you have with Barbie? What's the backstory?
Yeah, so she had this concept, man, and I think her concept is legit, but I think it's difficult to explain to people, where she's basically like, there's so many people who are essentially have their own personal brands behind their PFPs, and there's sort of by doing this, she's like, my theory is that people want to be able to express different things through their PFPs, and by essentially like loading me up with a whole bunch of these memes, like it just gives me some options to sort of like convey different feelings through my character online and everything. And so I've been able to like recycle a bunch of these. This one I have not recycled as much. This one, the title's like lo-fi beats to set fire to or some shit like that.
That's exactly it.
Right, but like some of these hit in the right circumstances, socially, right? And there's like just something fucked up going on in like crypto Twitter.
If you've been into a crypto sphere for like more than a year, you know what it means.
Right, and I'm just like some of this, like I know I have this image now, right? But then like there's some big fucking controversy and I told everyone to fucking avoid that shit. And then I wake up and nobody did and everyone got rugged, right? And I'm like, dude, I fucking told you, right? And so I'm like, Barbie, you got me. You understand how I feel.
You woke up as a firefighter, but right. Your brain is on fire.
Right, I told you to not mint that dumb shit.
Gotcha. So, you know, the second thing I love about it is that you really made what I call a democratic drop. You're like, okay, you have a massive supply, it's extremely accessible. It's like only 0.0025 ETH, about $7, probably. Yeah. And that's honestly, I think that's the vibe. It has to be like a community movement.
Right.
On top of that, could you tell me what are the next steps? So how does it work? When you mint something, do you know what you get? Is it like a random?
Yeah, it's so there's 9 possible memes that you can get, but it'll be a blind reveal. So you're gonna mint one and not necessarily know which one you're gonna get.
Uh-huh.
And there's 9 of them. So I'm like, 9 is like kind of a funny number. It seems like it should be 10. So I'm like, you know, we're gonna do some sort of collect all 9 and see what happens kind of thing. But I like the idea. I've never actually done that before, where I've done like a very simple collection that this almost feels like trading cards type of thing. And I kind of like that. And I've never really tried to push people to like collect all the different ones. But I don't know, the $7 price point and everything, I'm like, I just want this to be like silly and fun and not like someone's like, oh my God, should I spend this amount of money on it? Because is it going to go up in value? It's just like, it's just like $7. If you like it, you like it. And that's
cool. it shouldn't be like, it should be obvious. I mean, yeah, that's a no-brainer. Right. I mean, $7, it's nothing. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I was just talking to Johan from meme.com, and he was sort of saying the same type of thing where like, The meme shit doesn't really have to have like a point or an agenda or like anything really sophisticated with it. It can just be fun and simple and dumb to have in your wallet because you like it, and that can just be the point of it. And,
it is as funny as it is dumb.
Yeah.
Equally dumb and funny.
Right.
I love it.
But I like the collection thing. So, you know, people collect all 9. We're going to figure something out to hook people up who can get all 9. And
I
don't know, just, something silly and fun.
Nice. Good. So, thank you so much. Is there like anything else you would like to share with a community about your drop?
Not the first one I've done on Buildtree. It's not the last one I will do on Buildtree.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude, I like your interface. And beyond that, man, you and Leandro have been fam for like a very long time. I've known Leandro for fucking ever, man. And given the landscape, having a shitload of options out there that you have to like know your shit and dig your heels into, man, I'm like, I will always come back to home court, man, because I know at the end of the day, like, Leandro's like me, man. He's here to stay, just like yourself, man. We got nowhere to go. So it's like, you know, I know if I'm stuck, he's gonna help me out. You know what I mean? I know also that there's a lot of other people spinning up platforms that have not been here very long and don't have the knowledge base that y'all do if, you know, shit gets fucked up or weird, right? Brilliant, and I fucked this up last night. It wasn't even a very complicated thing that I fucked up. It was just some little nuance. And I was like, ah, Leandro, help. And he was like, you know, I got you, bro. And, you know, that's a vibe, dude. It's a vibe.
But as you said, I mean, I think just like you, we were born and raised in crypto. And yeah, I mean, we've been there forever and we'll still be there forever. Yep. And that's what Bitfree is all about. Once again, thank you so much for your trust,
man. Yeah, dude. That's great. Yeah.
What the fuck's going on here?
Do you know Bitfree?
You stole my interview, man. Like, God,
not certified. No, we don't. No,
let it go. It started happening, man. I just got on the mic and, like, you know, people just started coming.
I'm kidding.
Oh, shit.
No, it's good. It's good. More content, the better.
No, it's great. Fucking meta guys.
Yeah, good, bro. Yeah, good. Yeah.
What's happening here? I've been waiting around. You're too famous.
I know, dude.
Good to see you.
This is my LARP. This is my opportunity to LARP as a famous person. I gotta just get my hours in.
Oh my God.
I didn't say you could film me. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you could.